Cabin.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. We're getting into the holiday season, and I thought we'd have a little bit of fun this morning telling you about mistletoe, amongst other things. And mistletoe is a part of the holiday tradition that has been around for a long, long time. It actually started in Greece and was used in festivals in the early days, in the primitive days of the Greek culture. And the festival was called Saturnalia. It was also used in the primitive marriage rites of those days with the use of mistletoe. And it was believed that the berries had the power to bestow fertility on newlyweds. In the Scandinavian countries, the plant mistletoe was considered a plant of peace. And whenever there were tribes that were at war and they wanted to sit down to have a peace talk, they would take mistletoe, tie it over the table where they were to discuss the truce or the end of the war. And they felt that it would help to bring the conflict to an end faster. So it's something that's been around for a long, long time. On the domestic side, it was a sign for the spouse to kiss and make up. So whether you were warring at home or on the battlefield, mistletoe was something that was important to stop the conflict. Now, during the 18th century, the British people decided it'd be kind of fun for the holidays and take pieces of the mistletoe plant and shape it into a ball. And they called it the kissing ball. And it was put together to begin for the Christmas holidays, ran into New Year. And the reason that they chose the mistletoe is it was a bright, evergreen plant, and it would stay winter hardy all winter long in the area where they lived. They would make this mistletoe ball with pieces of holly and ivy. And the reason they did mistletoe, holly, and ivy, mistletoe was to get everybody together, to have fun. Holly, if holly was brought, a sprig of holly or a holly plant was brought into the house first by the male living in the home, it was said that the male would rule the house for the year. If ivy, any kind of ivy, a plant or a sprig, was brought into the house before the holly, the female would rule the roots of the house that year. Pine was added to give it a little texture, and local greens, to make it more festive. And it would take the mistletoe ball, hang it in the middle of an archway, and it would attract the female, the young female in the home that were not together with anybody. And it was said that if the female was kissed under the mistletoe ball, that she could expect a meaningful romance or a lasting friendship and goodwill during the following year. If a young woman remained unkissed during the holiday season, she could not expect to marry during the coming year. Folklore, legend, if you're a young girl, you're looking to get kissed, maybe you want to get married, maybe a good idea to stand near the kissing ball. In England, the Christmas mistletoe ball made with mistletoe on the 12th night after Christmas was burnt. And all the boys and girls who had kissed under it were said to marry during the coming year. In Canada and some of the European countries, a kiss under the mistletoe exchanged by couples in love was interpreted as a promise to marry, as well as a prediction for happiness in a long life. In France, the custom of the mistletoe in the home was reserved for the new year, and a new year only. Well, today, kissing under the mistletoe can be exchanged at any time of the holiday season, starting from Thanksgiving all the way to the new year. And again, you hang the mistletoe ball or several sprigs of mistletoe underneath the doorway for the young man looking for a girl under it in search of a kiss. Now, when you look at the mistletoe, you will notice clusters of small white berries, and they're sticky. And the idea is this. You kiss, and after the kiss, you pull one of the berries out, make a wish, and throw it into the fireplace or into an arrangement of greens designed for the holiday. Today, most people forget to pick the white berries, and the tradition will last a lot longer, because when all the berries have been removed from the mistletoe, the kissing season is over, and the wishes are all done for that year. Now, if you've never seen mistletoe grow, it's a very unusual plant. It's winter hardy from southern New Jersey to Florida, and from Florida to California, and it lives only in oak trees, the southern oaks, the small leaf oaks. During the summer, oak trees are in full leaf, and for the most part, you don't see the mistletoe growing on the plant. Mistletoe is a very unusual plant because it only grows on the top of the trees, not on a trunk, not on the lower branches, but only on the top branches and some of the trunks, but up high, in those trees. Now, mistletoe is also a very unusual plant because it is partially a parasite. Now, when I say a parasite, this is a plant that will live on another plant. Now, if you were to travel down south, for example, and you would see the beautiful gray moss growing from trees, that moss is living on the tree but making its own food. The Spanish moss down south in New Orleans, in Florida, in warm, humid climates. But that Spanish moss uses the tree for support. It makes its own food, but not the mistletoe. The mistletoe is eaten by a bird. It's a little white berry. The bird will eat all of that jello, fruity covering over the seeds, and the seeds are left on the oak trees, in the branches, in the cracks, in the bark.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It will germinate with rain, with moisture. A little plant will develop from that seed, and the root system will now penetrate the bark of that oak tree. And only oak, no pine, no fir, no spruce, only the oak. And the southern oak is the best. So the root will penetrate the bark, grow into the wood of that oak tree, and can grow 3 feet in each direction of the branch. As it matures, it will grow a bush on that branch. The foliage is kind of a soft yellow-green color. The leaf is the size of your thumbnail and oval, about an inch in diameter, and in the spring, clusters of white flowers about a half an inch will form on the plant. The wind, the bees will do the pollination, and then during the summer, these clusters of BB-shaped fruit will form where the flowers were. Beautiful foliage, lime green in color, clusters of white berries, but the plant will stunt that tree. It won't kill it. It will stunt it. So the tree can never totally mature. Now, if you have mistletoe in a tree and you take a knife, an axe, and chop it all out, clean the whole tree, dispose of all the mistletoe, you may think, well, the problem's gone. Well, the following year, because the roots are still in the oak, the plant will redevelop in the spring. It will grow to be twice the size as it was before you cut the plant, now making it stronger, more aggressive. And if that happens several times, it will kill the oak on your property. Now, the one thing that you have to know about mistletoe is the little white fruit on the plant is very, very poisonous. The fruit is not, but the seed on the inside. So if you're decorating your home with fresh mistletoe branches, and you can buy them at your local nursery and garden center, they're available now. couple of weeks before Christmas, they may be all gone. So if you want fresh, buy them now, put them in your refrigerator, keep them cool, and then when you're having a party, bring them out, hang them, and you'll have a ball. The one thing I want you to be aware of, if you hang them up early, your home is warm, the leaf will begin to lose the moisture, and some of the berries will fall from the plant. If you have a cat, a dog, or a small child that's crawling on the floor, they'll eat just about anything. And if they begin to eat the fallen mistletoe berries, they're going to get very ill. It is poisonous. Knowing that, when you go to buy mistletoe this year for your home, you can buy a preserved leaf. Now, it's a leaf that has been put in glycerin. And glycerin is absorbed into the plant. It pulls the moisture out and preserves the color, shape, texture, and the quality of that mistletoe foliage. And it will last for several months. They also remove all the white berries, and they will attach plastic white berries to that preserved foliage. For the same reason, they want you to have a good time, but they don't want you to have a problem with the possibility of your dog, your cat, or your children, especially young children, picking up a berry off the floor, eating it, and now you have a major problem for the holidays. If your kids are older, not a big deal. They're not going to put it in their mouth. But kids under 2 or 3 years old, maybe even under 5, they'll eat just about anything off the floor. So think before you buy mistletoe and what type you use to decorate your home. Okay?
Ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm.
the most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. One of the plants that I love to give as a present for the holiday seasons is something called a bromeliad. A bromeliad is a member of the pineapple family. There's no fruit. The foliage is also called a pitcher, like a water pitcher plant, because it retains moisture and produces incredible shades of color, different textures, different heights of foliage that will last for months and months, not weeks, not days, but months. And the flower colors, pink, yellow, orange, red, I mean, it's an endless array, endless shape, and it's a plant that everybody can grow, whether you have a hot house or a cold house. Now, let me tell you about the bromeliad. It's a plant that lives in the tropics, so it does better in a room with temperatures 65 to 75 degrees. During this time of the year, the bromeliad should be in a bright room. It does not have to be in a window, but it needs to have good light most of the day. Now, bromeliads all flower, and the flower will come out of the center of the pitcher. And that pitcher is made up of a series of leaves that grow in the rosette, holding water. So when you're watering and caring for this plant, you're going to water the soil because it grows roots like every other plant, gets nutrition. You're going to fertilize it on a monthly basis with something like blooming and rooting or miracle grow. And then the pitcher with a flower stalk coming out of the middle, you add water to keep that pitcher full, and that will help the flower to bloom better. Now, bromeliad will only flower once. When the plant dies, the flower begins to fade, the mother plant will transfer all of her food and make one, two, and possibly three brand new plants from underneath her. They will come out like little side shoots, and they are called pups. You know, just like a dog, they call a pup. And you'll see them beginning to form, again, in a pitcher-type shape. Slowly the mom will transfer her energy, her food, to the two or three pups. She'll begin to turn brown. You cut off the dead foliage, and now you will have three brand new plants. Let them grow for about 6 months after you have removed the mom. After 6 months, you can keep the plant as a cluster of two or three, or split it and make individual plants. So you need to split the root ball, repot them individually, give them another couple of months to reestablish themselves in the new container. Now put them in a 6 or an 8 inch pot, depending on the size of the new growth. A good quality potting soil, not topsoil, but pot soil. Fertilize monthly, let it get established. 6 months after you have transplanted, if you want to make it bloom, this is what you're going to do. Take a plastic bag, maybe like a dry cleaning bag. Set the plant in the plastic bag, no holes in it. Take a regular apple. Take the apple, bang the apple on your countertop, bruising the skin of the apple. So now it's all soft. Cut the apple in half. Put it in the plastic bag with the bromeliads. And you can put two or three bromeliad pots together. Wrap the plastic bag over the bromeliad. Tie a knot in it. Now what's going to happen is the apple, as it begins to break down and rot, will produce ethylene gas. The foliage of the bromeliad will absorb the gas. That gas will fertilize the bromeliad and make it develop a flower in the middle of the pitcher. Now you keep it tied for 14 days. So put it in an area with good light, morning sun, but no hot direct sun. And what I do is I put a little thin pencil stick to hold the foliage up. And the gas will build up in that bag. It will absorb the gas. After 14, maybe 21 days, cut the bag, dispose of it, throw the apple away, take the bromeliad, put it in a nice bright window, morning sun, late in the day sun, and within the next 3 months, out of the center of the pitcher, a flower will form on the plant. And now you have made a brand new bromeliad. And you can do that over and over again. If you buy a pineapple for the holiday and you're cooking with it, choose a pineapple with beautiful foliage. Cut into the flesh of the pineapple 1 inch deep. Remove the pineapple foliage from the bottom. Peel back some of the foliage at the base of the greens. And as you do, you will start to see little bumps. The bumps are dormant roots. And you want to have 5, maybe 6 of these dormant roots visible in the foliage at the base. When the roots are visible, and it will be, they'll be a different color, fill a 6-inch pot with soil. Put the foliage in it, firm it in place, water well, bright light, morning sun, warm room, fertilize every couple of weeks. The roots will come out. The plant will get established. Once it begins to grow, give it 6 months to develop, and then do the same thing I just told you for the bromeliads, and that pineapple top that you rooted in the 6-inch pot, once it gets the gas, the ethylene gas, from your cut-up apple, it will form a miniature pineapple in the base of the foliage, and within a 6-month period, you will have a pineapple with fruit that's edible, about 6 inches tall, with 4 inches of beautiful miniature foliage on it. And you can cut it, use it in the flower arrangement, or even eat the pineapple itself. So it's a fun project for the kids during the winter, during the school break. It's something that you could do with them at that point and start a whole new plant. But bromeliads, pineapples are wonderful ways to start new plants, to teach children how to develop a new plant, watch them grow, and it can be an awful lot of fun for you. So visit your local nursery, your local garden center, and look for the pineapple plants, the bromeliad plants, at this time of the year, as they do make a great holiday gift. And again, they'll live for a long, long time. They do well in the right room. You feed them monthly. And the color is something that you will like. Some will stay small, under 6-8 inches. Some will get up to be a foot. Some will get up to be even 18 inches tall. Some will have solid green foliage. Some will have multicolored foliage that's green, white, pink, shades of lavender, shades of purple, shades of red in the foliage. And the blossom, again, different shapes. Now, one that I love has a blossom the size of your fist. And that blossom is like a ball of pink fuzz. And as that ball begins to mature, tiny clusters about a half an inch in length of blue blossoms will form all the way around that fist-shaped blossom bud. They bloom slow. They'll last a long time. And it's something that you can cut or just enjoy as is. So it's a fun plant. It's an easy plant. If you have family members that stay in during the winter months, this is something that they will really enjoy. And it's easy to care for. Take your index finger, push it into the soil, two knuckles. If the soil feels moist, leave it alone. The one area where it does not do well is in a room with a wood-burning stove, or if you have forced hot air. Your humidity level is too low. Pull the plant out of that room, relocate it to a different area, and your plant will do a lot better. Now think about it. The bromeliad. 3 months, 4 months, even more. What a great holiday present.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life?
Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking about some great holiday gifts that you may enjoy when you're doing your shopping for friends and family. One plant that I like, but it can be very difficult, so you may want to think about it, is the gardenia. Beautiful, white, fragrant flowers. The gardenia is a plant for a home that has oil, heat only. If you have gas, a wood stove, a pellet stove, the gardenia will not do well for you because the gardenia needs high humidity. And when you run forced hot air, the air is very dry. And your plant will do well. It will grow. It will make foliage. It will make buds. The buds will begin to turn white. And just when you think that bud is going to open, it will fall from the plant. Also likes a warm house that the temperatures are around 70 degrees. So, this is what you need to do. If you have a gardenia, number one, look at the pot. If the pot itself is in a columnar pot, straight sides, not tapered, but a straight side, black colored pot, it comes originally from the grower. And that plant needs to be repotted as soon as you get it home. Go 2 inches larger in size, a good potting soil, not topsoil, but potting soil, like black gold. That will help the root system to mature a lot better. Now, measure the spread of the foliage. So if the plant is 12 inches wide, you need to buy a saucer, plastic, 12 inches wide. Fill the saucer with marble, chip, or stone. Right to the top. Set your plant on top of the stone, and then every single morning, fill that saucer with water. What will happen is the water will evaporate. It will rise. It will create humidity around the gardenia, and that will help the plant to hold the flower buds on the plant. Now, the other thing I want you to do is to buy a mister bottle. If you have an old Windex bottle that's empty, wash it. Get all the soap out, all the Windex out. Make it pure water. Leave that mister right near the gardenia. And every single morning, when you fill the tray of stone with water, mist the entire plant with your mister. They're sopping wet. Again, it creates moisture on the buds. And that's where you need the water, right at the base of the flower bud. That will help it to open. And you miss that plant the entire time it is opening, developing, and producing the most wonderful, fragrant smell for your home. And once that gardenia begins to blossom, normally happening around Christmas, it will blossom January, February, and March. In March, take the plant, repot it. If it needs it, pull it out of the pot, look at the root system. If it needs to be repotted, do it again. In May, put it outside. Deck, porch, patio. Feed it monthly. The plant will double in size. And in September, when the kids go back to school, bring it in the home, repeat the process, and it will bloom again all winter long.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.